Once again, welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. We're going to share some good things for you, so sit back and be prepared to enjoy.
That's right. We're going to kick it off with Tri-State Livestock News. And you know why? Because they're the trusted source for all things agriculture. They've got this thing covered. They are what ranchers read. They're dedicated to making your ranch life simpler and more prosperous. Visit TSLN.com to find out more.
And what are you going to share today on The Good Stuff?
I have several pieces, a piece about a new priest, and also a piece about just a cowboy.
Oh, well, you probably should get started.
All right. Better keep things moving along, right? Just a Cowboy by Andy Nelson. If I were king of many lands, you'd see me with different eyes. You'd kneel and kiss my ring, wanting what my money buys. But I am just a cowboy. I've always remained the same. The most treasured thing I own is this title and my name. If I were a slick politician, you would flock to my side. You'd take my opinion as law, even if I cheated and I lied. But I am just a cowboy. I speak plain and simple truth. I respect those around me and have ever since my youth. If I were a big movie star, your kids would idolize me, even if unfaithful to my wife, stealing virtue that wasn't free. But I am just a cowboy. This family I have is my life. To me, nothing is more precious than my children and my wife. If I were a pro athlete, you'd admire my strength and my skill. My salary would buy me freedom if I chose to rape or kill. But I am just a cowboy. I work hard for chicken feed. I'll never be rich or wealthy, but have everything I need. If I were a trust fund child, you'd envy the life I'm living. I buy relationships and friends and grateful for all that I am given. But I am just a cowboy with feet planted on this sod, thankful for all my blessings and know they come from God. My word is a binding contract. Hard work is the trail I choose. I live for life's simple pleasures and don't care if I win or lose. This life I've chosen to follow brings me satisfaction and joy, and I thank the good Lord daily to have been born just a cowboy.
Oh, there you go. A tribute to all of our cowboys and cowgirls out there.
Indeed.
Kermit the Frog says, of course, we're getting close to springtime. We're now March.
Yeah.
And always weather is kind of unpredictable. Well,
and it's almost St. Patrick's Day and
Kermit's
green. Yeah,
it's
so green. We can go that direction too.
So I'm ready for the rest of this week. I have my umbrella, my flip-flops, my mittens, my suntan lotion, my winter coat, my sunglasses, my thermals, my iced tea, and my hot chocolate.
Perfect.
Should be able to use that all in the next week.
That's right. So the new priest is nervous about hearing confessions, so he asks the older priest to sit in on his sessions. The new priest hears a couple of confessions, then the old priest asks him to step out of the confessional for a few suggestions. The old priest says, "Cross your arms over your chest and rub your chin with one hand." The new priest tries this. The old priest suggests, "Try saying things like, I see. Yes. Go on. I understand. And how did you feel about that?" The new priest says those things, trying them out. The old priest says, "Now, don't you think that's a little better than saying, whoa, what happened next?"
Yeah, I think so. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend a little time this year in Cherry County and the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com. Check out all the motel rooms, Airbnbs, camping spots, international dark skies. How about the star party coming up here midsummer?
That's
so
right.
Check it all out. Visitvalentine.com. Well, you've carried it thus far. What else do you have?
I've got a few more by all means. Thanks for giving me the time. So my husband lets the dog outside. Watched out the window to make sure he was out of ear range. Then he turns to me and whispers, "I got him a new chew rope for Christmas. I hope to one day find someone who loves me as much as my husband loves his dog." That's an old tweet that I thought was quite worthy of sharing. And my 5-year-old daughter has announced that she will run for president when she is 35. Her platform is number 1, make arcade claw machines more fair, and number 2, all girls' pants will have pockets.
Well, there you go. Got to have some goals out there. So good luck to her.
Yeah, good state. She'll probably get elected.
Maybe she could straighten things out.
I don't know. That's right.
Hey, if you'd like to contribute something to The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for The Good Stuff.